You're going to love this one. So, we were sitting at the...
language about to ensue. You have been warned.
The clinic.
Okay.
Because she had to get the yeast checked on her bread level. And I had realized that I forgot to turn down the volume on my phone, my ringtone. And we're sitting in the waiting room, and all of a sudden my ringtone starts to go off. Oh, hey. Scratch my back. No. No, I do it to you all the time without that. Bullshit. We're all about 3 minutes behind. Yes, I want the fingers. I want the five-finger shuffle.
As long as it's not five-finger discount, I think we're okay.
None like a good back scratch. Even though she doesn't have nails, she's got little stumpies. But the
finger tip.
Yeah, I know. It feels so fucking good sometimes. Actually, it's just the... It feels good. It's the natural touch of somebody that just, you know, that everybody loves.
Leave that alone. You leave that alone. You be here for one day? No.
No.
10 o'clock are watching you.
I am my own Santa. Howdy, everybody. We are at 10,968. Not bad. Not bad. We're getting there. Let's get some more up. Do we just have a holiday? No, we already did New Year's. What's the next holiday we have coming up?
Cupid.
Oh, venereal disease. Venereal disease day.
No, that's February 14th.
Cupid goes around and dodges all those arrows.
Groundhog Day is the second?
Yeah, February
2nd. Okay. I don't know. Do we really celebrate a rodent with parties? And?
I mean, not really.
Yes, but no.
Technically, you're both wrong.
What is it, national, like, give your neighbor an orgasm day or something between here and there?
It's in 10 days.
It's
what?
MLK Day.
I thought that was also
January 20th, guys.
Oh, Inauguration Day. Yes.
January 25th.
It's also MLK Day. That's fucked. That's fucked up.
Do we celebrate MLK anymore?
I do!
This is going to be Crystal on MLK Day.
Fuck you, if I had that, I'd be going fucking down on that fucker. I'd be like, let's go.
Oh my god, that's fucking hilarious.
Dude, I would walk around the fucking office with that thing on. Fuck you. If I could get it,
those damn things cost?
They're expensive.
Yeah, they're like fucking almost $3,000.
You know how cool it would be to walk around the office with that?
Get a Prego walk with it.
I want to get the inflatable clear.
We have
ball so you can bump into things without injuring yourself.
No, because you don't want to do that because they have little vents in the back. If Kelly decided to be a cunt and fart up in that bitch, you're done.
I'm done anyway.
Have you seen videos of people doing that, though? It's like, because it just airs in. It just recirculates. You're fucked.
One person only.
Do they still make those?
What? Because some people will just put the fart spray in there. Oh my god, you look at people struggling to try and get it out. They're like, and they can't reach the zipper in the back.
I so want to get one of those. People laugh at them. I want to get one of those.
What are you trying to get?
For strictly for research purposes only. Uh-huh. Airzooka air blaster.
Who the fuck do we know has one?
Honey,
we know someone who does.
An ass blaster up.
Oh, we used to.
We got the ass blaster.
I know. They say you can. They say you can launch a fart over 30 feet with this thing.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I don't think we ever tested that.
No, we never did. But remember, I used to hold it like right here and just boom. And then,
we need this for research purposes.
Dude, go up to fucking the mall. The mall has them.
Okay, no, Paul, that's not really a mall anymore.
They're probably more expensive than what they are on Amazon because it's the mall.
And it's, yeah.
But I mean, this one's got a flip up sight.
You don't need flip up sights or anything.
You got to aim the damn thing, bro.
Nah, just point and shoot. Point and shoot, and then stay the fuck away.
So what we'll have to do is...
No, wait a minute. Who's this we?
Him and I.
Oh, boy.
I will be the gunner. You will be the loader.
I don't like this.
We'll stand in the kitchen. And we'll launch him towards your wife.
Watch you go, you're an asshole.
And I will hand her the trash can.
I'm going to get, I'll get some fart spray.
No.
So we can use, you know, artificial odor.
You forget I'm home during the day. You are not.
You have a fan.
I can make that stuff disappear faster than it came in.
Ooh, if I order within 4 hours and 8 minutes, it'll be here on Sunday. Ooh.
He really wants to sleep on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you did last night. I didn't sleep alone.
Well, comfortable on my back. Thank you very much.
Ah, shit. Whatever. So, anyway. So, what are we doing tonight, Brain? Okay. Do you need some ice for your cooter poof? I mean, like I said, I got some freeze it pops.
No, I'm going to have an update on something before I open ours.
Flash. Woo. Sorry.
We all... Kelly knows
know
what it is.
We all love him.
Slenderman.
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
Mm-hmm. I saw that, too, about 20 minutes before you sent it to me.
That chick looks scary in that picture that they... Looks like, which way did he go, George? Which way did he go?
Because she shaved her head and everything. Well, you know, we knew the other one was going to, you know, was released. Anisha...
Hi, Lori. Really, Mandy? They have them at Spencer's and Janesville Mall? Yeah, but they're probably like $90 because it's...
Actually, you can go on Spencer's online.
So Spencer's.
About the only thing that's in Janesville Mall anymore.
So...
I'm on cooter-poofed pregno.
Morgan Greiser? Greiser? Gazer? G-Y-S-E-R?
Gruiser.
Sure. I don't know.
Well, sound it out. G-U-R-E-Z-E.
You need help.
You do need help.
Quack, motherfucker. Quack.
This is weird because I was dating someone who was in jail with these people.
Before I met him. I has questions.
He didn't like him. But
I did years ago. She doesn't know now.
His name was Josh. He was a drug dealer. He had a thing for opiates. He's a pillhead. Literally.
And people named Crystal. Or did Crystal have a thing for people named Josh that were had opiate issues?
God, going back to my history, I had a thing with people who had addiction issues, period. Yeah. Fuck was wrong with me? My ex-husband will openly tell you he used to be a cokehead.
But yet, Paul's addicted to sex, and you bitch at him.
All men are addicted to sex.
Yeah, I felt that was lost.
Or you meant things with the wrong head, and I knew 9.9999% of the time.
But that's the only thing I'm addicted to.
But the thing is, you broke me. My cooter is off limits because of a hematoma, jackass.
And it's entirely all your...
Well, your mouth isn't.
It's just a little extra warmth if it bleeds. Hematoma, big and puffy, right?
That sounds so fucking weird, but yes.
It's a pillow for his sausage.
Oh my!
I got nothing there.
He is so trying not to laugh.
You're fucking stupid. I'm done with that. All right.
Wrapping a nice little pillow. It's a pillow poof.
Crystal, you have a question from Lori.
What does Lori say?
Does Crystal know when her due date is?
8/16.
A day after the roommate's birthday.
That's my due date. But we get to pick the actual date of delivery. Obviously, clearly not.
Always bet on black.
You need help there.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
So,
hey, go finish your hot dog.
A little bit of hot dog.
Morgan Geyser is one
Geyser.
Of...
Go finish your hot dog.
Morgan G, motherfucker. One of the...
No, that's Morgan Freeman. Or no. Sorry, that's Samuel L. Jackson. Morgan Freeman doesn't say motherfucker.
Just uno.
For
oh,
now.
No. Hell no. That, uno!
Right now.
She wants to play Uno for the rest of her life.
Oh, fuck.
There's a second one that's hidden around the back.
Better fucking not. Anyway... Morgan G.
Stranger things have happened.
And she'll drop one off.
Well, the thing is, my sister was told she was having one, and then Aviana popped in right behind her.
Yeah, see? So there's a possibility.
So we all planned for Uno, but she looked like a mini sub. Around 6 months.
And we got, what, 2 months to go? 3 months to go?
And she also thought that it was going to be a boy.
Yeah, she was a boy.
That happened with my ex-wife and our daughter. Her water broke. We went in and they did the ultrasound and they says, well, we thought her water broke, but, you know, Mercy said it didn't. And they're like, do you want to know what you're having? So, well, we don't care. You know, it's due anytime. And they're like, ah, you're having a boy. Cool, you know. So later that night, when her water actually did break and she started going in contractions, her regular doctor wasn't there. It was a different doctor. Doctor gets
They're
down.
They're never and, there.
Yeah, I know.
Mine was.
And, unless you have the really good ones that are on call just for you.
Well, then again, mine was up in the city of Beaver Dam.
Beaver Dam.
21.
That's when a lesbian clock blocks another one to Beaver Dam.
My daughter was doing
I could have said scissors.
2001.
So anyway, my wife is in the middle of pushing.
And swaying she's never gonna have children again.
And
threatening to hit you with a cast iron frying pan.
No.
Yep.
Anyway.
Meanwhile,
doctor's like, you know, what are you having? And my wife is like, you know. And I said, well, we're supposed to have a boy. Baby comes out and he says, well, something fell off. Congratulations, you got a girl.
She broke it off on her way out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So that was my...
I mean, I could see that being Lou, though. Breaking it out before she comes out.
Me. So, update on Slenderman-ish-er.
The one of the two girls that stabbed their friend when they were 12. Now the girl's 22. I didn't realize it's been that long. Holy shit. Will be released from a mental health facility this year. She is to be released within the 60 days. And that was ruled Navi, Thursday.
Navi, can you turn that down, please, sweetheart?
Go sit by Daddy, please. So you can turn it down. Daddy, you want to turn it down? So... Oh my god, Dad's not listening either. I can't get to it. Okay, so... Will... So it will be... She'll be released within 60 days. The State Department... State's Department of Health Services is to come up with a plan.
No!
Within that 60 days.
Keep her locked in her house.
And she is expected to reside in a group home.
Oh, what could possibly go wrong?
I don't...
What kind of drugs are they going to have her on?
I'm trying to figure out why.
You don't tell Dad no.
Leave it there. Thank you. Thank you. Good job. Good job, girl. Okay. Yeah. She convinced her friend to stab this other girl 19 times.
Slenderman.
Which the victim is Peyton Luttner. Sorry, I'm reading that wrong. Luttner, which they can now release the victim's name because she's 22.
No.
So Morgan was originally sentenced to up to 40 years in a psych institution.
And she's out in 20.
She's out in 7. It's only been 7 years.
Good behavior.
How in the actual fuck is it only 7 years?
It's just a step to the left. No, sorry, it's just a jump to the left. And then a step to the right. Then you put your hands on your hips and pull your knees in tight.
Because...
And then it's a pelvic thrust.
Well, Wire was released in 2021.
And she's probably doing just fine.
Was super... They won't... According to her family, they declined to comment, so...
Well, she's not as psycho as the other one.
Because the other one was the one that masterminded.
Yeah.
Convinced the girl to do it.
Yeah, I seen the picture of the one that's getting out and holy shit, yeah. That scared me when I seen that picture when I sent that to you this afternoon.
She doesn't look okay.
She just looks evil.
And the thing is, her psychiatrist. Stated at this point, I am in favor or in support of her petition, for release. Specifically, I don't think she currently poses a significant risk of substantial harm to herself, others, or to property.
They did it once, they're likely to do it again.
They were 12, raging hormones. I understand that, but how much drugs do you have her on to make her that way?
She's above age. She should be responsible if she doesn't take them. What's the probability of her getting out and something happens?
We're going to have to ban forks.
Oh, you're going to need some. She tried to commit suicide in 2021. Explain that shit to me.
She obviously didn't work.
She can be incredibly self-critical and have low self-esteem. Slow self-esteem. But is well-spoken and incredibly bright. This is a psychiatrist. Motherfucker, this is a psychiatrist.
Sounds like a Democrat.
Could be. I don't talk politics with you. I've learned.
Hey. Everybody has their own opinions. That's fine by me.
Stacy Luttner, the mother of Peyton, which is the victim, said in a statement to ABC News ahead of Thursday's hearing, Morgan G. has withdrawn her request to be released twice. More recently, her request was denied. We are confident that the system will make a decision that will ensure the community and my daughter remain safe. Geyser was recently denied in 2024. Yes. I remember that.
Well, the reason she's getting out now is because they need to make more room in the jails.
Very true, Mandy. Very true.
It's a mental health hospital. It's not going to be not a jail per se. Another psychiatrist called Kenneth Robbins, fuck off, man, says Morgan has a lot of potential to reintegrate back into society. She has discussed goals for the future, expresses interest in becoming a librarian. So she can find another thing to be fucking obsessed with.
They need to keep her sedated in a group home with permanent bars.
And eventually a therapist for people with substance use disorders. Ma'am! No, ma'am!
Wait. They said this one said she'd make a good counselor.
She wants to become a therapist for people with substance abuse. She did. The therapist listened and says she's a good candidate to get reintegrated into society.
Got nothing.
But they're saying Morgan was diagnosed with schizophrenia after the stabbing.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm schizophrenic and so am I.
Pretty much, I guess.
A lot of the case of where the movie Child of Rage.
I don't think I've seen that one. Which is the
girl was actually harming her brother. She was sexually abused by her father at a very young age. She was having the nightmares and acting out on it. She tried to kill her brother. But today she turned around and isn't that same child. It is possible, but not likely.
It's really hard. But...
No, not yet, but...
She was diagnosed with schizophrenia, right? But over the last 2 years. So, right after her suicide attempt, okay? She has not...
Hold on.
Oh, shit.
Mandy wants to know if we can have a vote on which society Morgan is permitted to be integrated into.
Fuck, might as well. She ain't dead.
Put her with the ducks. She's not nice enough to be a duck. Put her as a chihuahua.
That sounds about right. But so it's last 2 years she exhibited has not exhibited psychotic symptoms and has successfully been weaned off antipsychotic medication. 2 years. And if she has schizophrenia, she's going to snap.
Antarctica would work.
I'd be okay with that. She's going to snap.
at some point.
People with...
Wait a minute. We need to sacrifice a virgin for the weather. Find a volcano. Oh, wait. She was in prison. She probably wasn't.
I was thinking she might not be anywhere.
Leroy!
But she continued.
Hey, tech bitch. Leroy.
Hey, Leroy.
But she continues to exhibit symptoms. Why did I? Oh, whatever. Of post-traumatic stress disorder. Yeah, you stab somebody. Anxiety and autism. Don't put autistic people into that category.
But.
Please don't ever fucking do that.
No shit.
Point.
He says, but has not shown evidence of suicidal ideation since her 2021 attempt.
Severe schizophrenia is not possible to be treated or contained without medication.
Bingo.
Right, exactly.
I have schizophrenia that runs into our family. Like, bad.
I was labeled that.
Mine skips.
Ago, but it's not there.
Unfortunately, my uncle's got it. My cousin's got it.
I went to school with.
We're waiting for the next one to hit it.
And still lives with it to this day.
The thing is, you cannot get yourself off the meds.
No.
Because you're going to start going into drugs. You're going to start turning.
Hey.
What?
Remind me next Christmas season. Mm-hmm. Not to sing Do You Hear What I Hear around her.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
I don't have it. Thank you.
No, we'll start singing it when the baby's not crying.
Yeah.
And it gets so quiet.
But another psychologist, Deborah Collins, testified Morgan does not have unrealistic goals about what her life should look like if released, saying she understands she would need to live in a group home and would take whatever she could in terms of employment. Okay. As conditions of her supervised release, she needs to wear an ankle monitor.
Yeah, but there was a game.
Right? That's true, Mandy.
You know how easy it is to slip in an ankle monitor? You know how many times I've seen that?
I could see easily picture her trying to...
I have to laugh because I build the boards for them.
You need to do a better fucking job. Jesus Christ.
I just test them. It's made by the highest, lowest bidder. Which is us. I just test the boards.
You want to know what's funny? You guys also build the boards for tracking monitors for kids with autism.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to get one.
In case she just starts to wander off.
She always does. And it's typically letting the dogs out with her. And I got to chase dogs.
I will.
Well, last time I didn't have to chase. I yelled and they both came back. Which I was surprised.
We'll talk and I'll let you know the company that we build them for. I don't want to say it.
No, that's fine.
Over air.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I would think because it is still a tracking, a monitoring bracelet, I think it would be the same.
They said it's the same company that does tracking for sex offenders.
Do you know the name of the company?
I used to.
If you say the name, it'd probably drop. Stick.
Off air. We also deal with some government contracts too, and I don't want to tip where I'm, you know, kind of like you're working at the firm. I really can't.
Yeah, the firm just made a big announcement in the past couple days.
I don't have the news, so.
You don't want to know.
No.
They decided to say something before everybody else knew.
Insider trading. Gotcha. We'll talk about it off air.
I'm fine with the decision. I can fuck less. But it's upsetting a lot of people. I mean, your car. Off air.
Done.
Okay.
Meanwhile, back at the
psychosomatic
cave? We're going to go. To Indiana.
The fuck is in Indiana?
We're not visiting your sister.
We are not visiting.
Fuck no.
Can we stop and get Uranus fudge?
That's not in waiting for that. Missouri, isn't it?
No, they move.
We'll
they
go to the wood shortcut.
Indiana.
Dude, it was funny. I follow Uranus fudge on Facebook.
Okay.
And because of all the snow and shit, they're like, sorry, folks, we can't pack your fudge today. We are closed due to the weather. It has been medically proven every person on the planet can and more than likely does show on the autism scale, some obviously more severe than others.
Yes.
Yeah.
Eminem has autism. Asperger's.
I show I got family with Asperger's.
You wouldn't be able to tell... At all.
I'm just fucking nuts.
Yeah, we
don't
know. Don't
fuck
that.
You, we know.
You're dating me. Pretty much.
Hi. Boop.
So.
Yeah, well, you married the broken cooter poof.
I know.
Well, he broke my cooter poof.
No, the cooter poof sitting right there.
Yeah, but.
He broke the cooter maker of the cooter poof.
He broke the baby batter cooker.
Mm-hmm. He broke the oven.
Or no, he didn't break the oven.
My oven's gone.
He just
he cracked the glass.
So hard to fucking
say. That sounds so drug related.
Yeah, it does.
Well,
so
in case of emergency, break glass. Boop.
We're into Logan Sport, Indiana.
Logan Sports, Indiana.
Where the hell is that?
Never
no fucking idea.
I got it.
I know
to the Google.
Let's see how far it is. Janelle, is he nuts or does he have a death wish?
Both.
Oh, Jesus.
Death wish coffee, I've heard it good.
Mandy, I'm not sure.
Can I have a soda?
You need a what?
A soda.
Oh,
piece.
Jesus.
Real sugar.
How far is it?
3 hours and 48 minutes.
Oh, it's by Gary. Okay.
And
holy shit.
South.
Yeah, it's by Gary ish.
It's closer than Indianapolis.
It's,
shit,
it's
anything.
It's just north of Indianapolis.
I said it's closer. Yeah. It's right by Lafayette. Okay.
Okay.
We're doing Rex Groves. Rex, R-E-X, Groves.
Rex Groves out of Indiana.
Logansport, Indiana. Yep. Born in August of 97. Or, sorry, August.
I know. I want to try some. I can't afford Death Wish coffee. I want to try some.
Honestly, don't get Death Wish.
Get how's it? I was going to say, is Black Rifle good?
Black Rifle is fantastic.
I want to try both of them, actually.
Death Wish is. It's,
don't mix
yes,
them.
It's strong, but it's just like. It
don't mix
like
them.
Fucking
oh, what is that smell? Oh, your daughter's taking her socks off.
Yeah, she gets that
smell
from her mouth.
Oh, fuck off.
Don't be mad at me.
Too late.
Oh, no. I got the swamp foot.
Don't be mad at me because you stained windows with your freaking socks before.
Wait, what?
I'll let you tell this, sir.
I was like 12, 13. And it was like, fuck. It's like 80, 90 degrees up here in Wisconsin, right?
Uh-huh.
We're headed to Michigan. And I took my shoes off and I'm like, Dad, my feet are so sweaty. He's like, take your socks off and I'm going to hang them out the window to dry. After... what is it? 4.5, 5 fucking hours to where we were staying in Michigan. He takes him off the window. Mom's Jeep Wrangler, purple too, had stained windows until she sold that truck.
Six.
So I have no clue if that stain ever came off.
No.
Thank you.
I have no words.
So I don't know if that Jeep's still going that way. I'm just saying. But anyway. He grew up with two brothers. One older, one younger. His parents divorced when Groves was 7, resulting him to move to Texas with his mother and younger brother, while his older sibling stayed with their father. Okay.
Ooh.
What?
Huh? Hey, go down for a minute. Hey, Mandy, or Paul, which black rifle do you like?
Freedom Fuel.
Huh?
Freedom Fuel.
Freedom Fuel?
Yep.
What about Silencer or Smooth Roast?
Not had it.
Hey,
do you like
AK Espresso Roast?
Never had it.
Murdered Out Roast?
Murdered Out.
Like roast, more caffeine. More
you
caffeine.
Said the Freedom Fuel?
Freedom Fuel. It's a medium Ooh, dark.
Contact high over here.
Okay.
Oh, they're down in the basement, aren't
but,
they?
Uh-huh. But if you get it from the site,
the problem when they smoke in the basement, it comes up through the heat vent.
The heat vents were directly behind me.
Lori?
Yeah.
She does not seem like okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That shit. Okay.
Mandy says Freedom Fuel all day.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get some.
Okay, fine. Which one do you like more? Black Rifle or Death Wish?
She says she liked Black Rifle.
Black Rifle better?
Black Rifle is excellent. Death Wish coffee is damn awesome. AK Espresso is strong. That shit will kick you in the ass.
Oh, I'm going to have to get some of that.
All right.
Get some of that. Let me try it.
You got it, boss.
Groves.
Make sure you get it off the website, though.
I am.
You stop.
Stop. Hi, Court.
I'll throw this glass at you.
Groves alleges that his mom started drinking.
The great Courtney is watching us.
I don't know who that is, but hello.
Lori's daughter.
Well, apparently she's not out at the bar, and apparently she's got her legs closed. Hi, Court. It's on sale for $11.19 for 12 ounces.
I'm going to finish reading this before I get in trouble.
Yes, dear.
Groves alleged that his mom started drinking heavily and started physically abusing him. After 6 years, Groves' father demanded their return to Indiana. Upon arrival, the boy's mother abandoned them at their dad's house. Groves claimed his father was strict and abusive with his younger brother, alleging that Rex endured the worst beatings. His younger brother also contended that Groves was subject to sexual abuse at the hands of one of their mother's friends. Oof. At the age of 12 or 13, Groves began to hear voices in his head. He eventually...
Do you hear what I hear?
He turned to alcohol and drugs to cope, eventually struggling with addiction. During this time, his grandmother, Mary Jean Groves, provided him with a sense of safety and comfort. Why did you do that? I love you. Okay. On December... All right, you're fine. December 10th, in 2007, while under the influence of drugs, Groves expressed paranoia, leading him down the road to self-reflection.
Paranoia will destroy you.
Flooded with memories of the... Okay. Flooded with the memories of alleged abuse and mistreatment, he resolved to kill his father. But instead, went to his grandmother's house and fatally stabbed her with gardening shears.
What?
Now, there's more to this.
Well, there's always more.
Groves claims he doesn't remember and cannot comprehend much of what transpired during this episode because of drugs. But
you think?
Recalls laying his dead grandmother in her bed, laying beside her for a few hours.
Wah.
And in Netflix, I am a killer. He talks about it.
Wait.
Let your brain catch up. It's
all
right.
I was ordering coffee. All I heard was slept, laid next to his grandma.
Yep.
She was dead.
He stabbed her with gardening shears, yes.
With gardening shears.
Because he wanted to go kill his dad. But instead of turning to his dad's house, he went to his grandmother's house, hoping she'd talk him out of it, and he snapped. Laid her in bed, covered her up, laid with her for a few hours.
Okay, I think I'm caught up. I swear to God, if there's something in here about necrophilia, I'm going to, like, make some really bad, smart-ass comment.
He didn't have any.
Oh, thank God. Because I really don't have anything to say anyway, so.
The next morning, he went over to his dad's house, only to find he was gone.
Yeah, he probably went over to his grandma's house, or mom's house.
Then he went to his older brother's house with the intention of killing his family. But when he found only his niece and sister-in-law, Groves confessed to him about murdering the grandmother. They drove him to the police station where he gave a statement to the cops. And the cops, recording the fact that he was laughing while recounting the details of the murder. Yep.
No, Mandy just said necrophilia is the only way to stay hard for 8 hours at a time.
That's why Jeffrey Dahmer did it.
But she's not wrong.
So Groves went under a mental health evaluation and was initially diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. Drugs. Just saying.
Paranoia will destroy you.
However, the second evaluation said he didn't suffer from anything and supported an incident.
Oh, no, he's a good kid. He'd never do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm. In November of 2009, he pled guilty to the murder, received 50 years, with a possibility of parole in 20. A defense attorney has filed appeals for Groves to be admitted to a medical center, but his treatment has continued at the state prison.
Wow.
He is currently 46 at the Putnamville Correctional Facility.
Putnamville.
And he... He is eligible.
He had five guys before they were popular.
Uh-huh. He will be eligible for parole in 4 years.
Not long enough.
Here's the thing. He maintains contact with his niece, the one he admits to wanting to go over and kill his brother's family. So the wife, the daughter, and the husband. His brother. Just kill them all. He still talks to that niece. But his brothers reportedly believe he is not doing well. The defense attorney representing Groves has stated that the need for his client's medical care before any potential reintegration into society would be possible.
Say that 15 times fast.
No.
So.
And he has stated, I am no monster.
I am not a crook.
I have never been a monster. They're gonna look at my past. And I'm always going to be the monster that they think I am.
He's not a monster.
What do you say?
He clipped grandma with gardening shears.
Yep. Said, fuck y'all, grandma.
Went to kill dad. Dad was home, so he went to his cousin's house, brother's house, and killed him. But he's not a monster.
I'm not a monster.
I live under the bed. Okay. Or in my refrigerator.
Or my ex-wife's crotch. How is he not a monster?
That's what he says. He's not a monster.
That's fucked up. That's a monster either way you look at it.
Right, Mandy? Him and
Morgan live
together.
The light? Hey, there you go. All right, so drink, tech bitch. I've got Freedom Fuel coming, AK Espresso Roast, and Silencer Smooth Roast. Try a
winner takes all.
There you go.
Try a well-rounded.
Yeah.
I like the light roasts. There's actually more caffeine in the light roast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I take it from somebody who lives off caffeine.
You didn't know that until I told you that.
Yeah, but I've been getting wanting the light roast.
Well, we'll get you some. But it's hard to find it unless you go to a coffee shop.
Unless I find the Maxwell House Power Max.
Yeah. So now, are you playing a game now?
She wants me to help her get out of this, and I kind of remember how to do this.
Well, what about Paul?
Because she never goes to daddy. It's always mom.
That's not mama's girl.
Mandy, it's like Thunderdome. Two enter, one leave.
Here. Vea. There you go.
He's not a monster.
He's not a monster.
I got nothing.
You should watch I Am a Monster. Or
you know,
I
see that on TV and it's like, no, my luck, I'll watch it and then I'll know what our show's about.
I'm still watching them.
I do want to watch them, but it's like, I like the idea of being utterly shocked and surprised on where we're going.
Just because you watch it doesn't mean you don't know which one I'm picking out of the fucking bunch.
Or which one how much I'm gonna remember.
Yeah, like Sam Elliott, you jackass.
Well,
in my defense, that was, thank you.
It was an
AMF night.
Which, we gotta get you off your meds when you're...
Oh, hell no, I'm not doing that again. Well,
and your surgery done so we can erase the hard drive for you.
I'm going to watch him sleep on the outside.
All right, good night, Mandy. Thanks for watching.
Now,
she must be old if she's going to bed this early.
It's 8:30.
They're yeah, exactly. It's 8:30. Where are they?
Andy, where are you at again?
And she just said, good night, y'all.
I knew she wasn't in the state. I thought she was down south somewhere.
We haven't seen cooler tits.
It's Friday. I don't know.
I know. Either her nookie's running late or she's like frozen somewhere in the yard. Letting the dogs out with all that snow. I should find out for my son if he went to work today. He lives in Georgia too, and they were talking about a decent amount of snow. And he told his boss, he says, listen, if it snows, he says, I ain't coming in if it sticks. Well, they have no salt trucks. They have no plow trucks.
Oh, yeah. They're in Georgia there.
Oh, yeah, it's snowing out there.
They don't know how to drive in it.
Do we sit there?
Yeah, well, Devin does, but yeah, he's like, Dad, it's not worth me risking the car or my life. He's like, they have no salt trucks. They have no plow trucks. They have nothing down there.
Because they don't know how to do it.
I know.
And it's not that anything.
So what we need to do is next winter, I'm going to fucking buy a pickup truck, put a plow blade out there.
And go down to Georgia?
I'm going to go down to Georgia and fucking do driveways.
God, you don't even need to do that. Get a four-wheeler because, A, it's cheaper than a fucking truck.
Yeah.
And put a plow on it.
Yeah.
And it's a lot cheaper to run on gas because you're going to
be... Line up. I'll plow your driveways and your wives at the same time.
I could say that.
I've got the Jeep you guys can haul down there.
You know, I've never seen your Jeep.
It's outside.
Do I go outside?
You see it every week.
Every other week.
I don't notice it. Because you got it parked up.
Pay attention to your surroundings. Comes to bite you in your ass, doesn't it?
Men. Observant.
I've told people I miss the big shit, but I catch the little shit. Except for the pregnancy test you left out the other day.
You're fucked. I'm literally watching you, you know, barely tap it. Nothing.
Well, what am I?
Observe. What the fuck is around you?
It could have been a COVID test. It could have been...
There, it's a clear blue easy on it. Come on, one and one together. You're how many years old? 8 years older than me.
I'm 7.
Eight. I was going to get the digital one that said pregnant on it.
Pregnant.
That's how I spelled pregnant today.
Pregnant.
Pregnant. Because I couldn't spell pregnant to save my life today. Like, fuck it.
But I've noticed you've been talking better.
Pregnant your brain. I gave her real sugar soda.
That actually sounds really good. Is it cold? Oh my god, it's cold.
Well, duh. I put cans in the fridge when we got home.
Giving
me a break off the high fructose corn syrup.
It tastes so funny.
Tastes so good.
But it tastes so damn good.
Tastes my childhood.
Oh, that was weak.
Yeah, it's not as great for Belton Car. Try the rest of the A&W if you want Belton Car.
No, that's
you
Coke.
You don't need that. I got it.
What's that?
Coke.
Nope. Coke gives me heartburn.
And Coke tastes flat to me.
Fountain drinks are better, personally.
Coke makes you burp like nobody's business.
Yeah, and pork makes you fart. What's your point?
Yeah, I know.
Everything makes you fart, there. What's your point?
I haven't farted since last night.
How do you know?
I don't know.
Why are you doing
I didn't fart today.
Yeah, you did. You did in the car. Leaving Walmart. Noted.
Yeah, okay. I know. I love you, too. So, See if I can
find it. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, what?
I found the girl you were talking about.
Huh?
I found the girl you were talking about.
I don't understand. Look at how big the belly is. You still have mine to hand over the baby. Oh my God. Tears all over my eyes like waja waja.
You know how big that submarine is?
Holy shit. So what do you think about the shit going on in California? L.A. is burning to the ground.
Yeah, it never bothered me. You don't know why? Half of the shit that comes out was on fire anyway.
Well, you know, the thing of it was is it's like they stopped deforestation a couple years ago. And they, you know, everybody said, you gotta fucking keep up on this shit, because if you don't, it's gonna go up. And now, did you hear the thing about the insurance companies?
They're stopping cancellation policies for a year.
Yeah.
So they can't cancel them.
Well, the government can say that, but.
Daddy, go with her.
The government can say that, but in all honesty, it's a private company. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
Exactly.
So, California is fucked. And I like how they're, you know, I see these things. Oh, we pay high taxes. There's no water in our reservoirs. There's no water in the fire hydrants. Well, you know, they pay all these taxes and the government just spends it on fucking useless shit.
Well, the thing is, look at
and
Flint,
there's
Michigan.
An ocean. They have all kinds of fucking water.
Well, look at Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, they still don't have decent water.
Mm-hmm. But this is what they do.
And the people in North Carolina are still in the fucking FEMA trailers. Because everybody got $750. But yet, our soon-to-be ex-president sent $500 million to Ukraine again.
Yeah, I heard about that.
No, it doesn't surprise me.
I think this is what...
See if there's anything going on with Florida, man.
Shit.
Let's see, anything new? Oops. Feel better?
Kinda.
Hello. I found a great website. Okay. Well, let's go to Florida for a few minutes here. No, not
I'm
that.
I want to go where it's warmer anyway.
Yeah.
Arizona, I hear it's better, but I got family out there. So.
This was November 21st, a year ago.
Okay.
Florida man was arrested this time for pooping on a dead opossum on a street in Clearwater during rush hour traffic.
Wait, what?
Florida man was arrested for pooping on a dead opossum on a street in Clearwater during rush hour traffic.
Okay, I did hear this right.
You did.
The police report obtained by the Smoking Gun described the scene of the crime in graphic detail. According to the report, Florida man was observed defecating on a deceased opossum with his pants lowered and high anal region exposed.
High anal? Okay.
Police actually witnessed 45-year-old Robert Wilcox while he was taking his dump on the dead marsupial. The report also stated he did this during rush hour traffic and in plain sight for everyone to see. After being detained and read his rights, Wilcox then denied ever pooping on the dead opossum. He even told the cop that he, quote, doesn't see straight. The officer was forced. He was walking. The officer was forced to do some real investigation work to be sure his vision was correct. He went on and observed the dead creature for himself.
I know I yelled at her, or I messaged her, I'm like, you're not on.
The report states physical evidence was viewed at the scene, which corroborates the allegations alleged. It's a tough job, but someone has to do it. Wilcox was charged a misdemeanor for exposure of sexual organs and booked into Pinellas County Jail on a $150 bond. Hello.
I thought you were talking about people's deprecation on dead opossum.
Yeah.
In the middle of
a rush hour. Are you ready to go sleepy?
I am.
It's pregnancy. She's always tired. It wears you out.
I'm still wrapping my head around all of that.
Oh. About shitting on a dead possum?
In the middle of a rush hour.
Yeah.
Hot ass weather.
Fucking no.
Well, a bloated possum is bad enough.
That, exactly. That's where I'm like, ugh.
Did you guys hear about the accident on I-90 today?
The snowplow driver and the semi, yeah.
Semi driver didn't make it.
What all exactly happened, you know?
I don't know. I seen pictures. Mark seen it right after it happened. He was on his way up to Janesville, but apparently the snowplow was in the left lane against the guardrails. He was doing the left lane,
mm-hmm.
and it was one of the plow trucks that had the wing on it.
Okay.
And the wing was out.
Like they always are.
And I don't, somehow the semi hit it and basically took... If this was the hood of the semi, okay, and this is the driver's side, this is the passenger side, we're looking at it from the top down, it took from here all the way like this was missing. So I think what happened is the semi went to pass it or something and hit some... And went in and caught that plow. And then the truck was in the ditch with the cab going this way and the trailer behind it, it jackknifed, but it was over the edge of the road. So I think what happened and what Mark and I think happened is somehow he bounced off of that blade and it pushed.
Because those blades are like metal.
No shit.
So it's not like, well, I'm saying, because like you have aluminum blades and things like that, that would have bent.
No, they bend. I seen the picture of it, and that the blade was perfectly fine.
They don't fucking bend where shit anyway.
And Mark said the engine, the whole engine compartment of the semi was gone, and just in pieces all over the road.
And the
Because Mark was heading northbound and this happened in the southbound lane.
Yeah, because they had that blocked off for a while.
Yeah, I don't think it's open yet still. I could check.
I don't know.
So but
I know that they posted something on the 608 scanner.
Yeah, I don't follow them.
This is also true.
Okay, it's open now. Apparently, it's open again.
Like how she's like, what?
Yeah, so unfortunately, I don't think the driver of the semi made it.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
Active labor in a vehicle in Janesville. Fuck you.
It happens.
Not with me, Heather.
You can't get my pregnant. Cousin, thank God.
My cousin's water's broke in her truck. On her way to, because the nearest hospital was 25 minutes from her house. 10 minutes later, her water broke, and she was still not in the hospital yet. Her boyfriend at the time, now her husband, ended up driving me to the hospital when my, because I was going into labor. He goes, "You fucking decide. Your water's going to break in my truck. You're cleaning it." Water never broke in his truck. But I did give birth later that day. But I was in the hospital already.
Lots of old towels. Very important.
Yeah, he didn't like that. He didn't like that at all. I had a C-section later that day. C-section. Literally 2.5 hours later.
I'm looking.
My Ray of Sunshine, my oldest.
I'm trying to remember
where I was born during the Maury show, motherfucker.
Maury? Oh, come on. Springer was better.
And Jasmine was born during Steve Wilco. And this kid had to be difficult, be away from everything, and I'm fucking dying at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Has the heartburn kicked in yet?
No, no heartburn.
Good.
I get bursts of nausea.
There.
But that's it.
There's the snow plow and there's what's left of the semi. You can see the wing sticking. It looks like it's gotten pushed up.
That might have just gotten out of place. But it's still in one piece.
Yeah, but look at the
semi is like.
Yeah, it basically was opened up like
a soda can. Yeah. Or can opener. Fuck.
Yeah.
Woof.
That's the blade from the plow, but you can. I can't really zoom in on it that much, but. There's nothing left of that fucking cab.
It looks like you just started putting together the semi.
It looks like a Lego semi without
the... Yeah, because there's no covering, there's no nothing to it.
But that's not the one that... I seen one that somebody posted, and it was...
One looked rougher than the other. I didn't see any pictures, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, it was. I couldn't imagine. You know, so hopefully. And apparently the plow driver was okay.
I wonder why.
Yeah, we'll find.
Are you touching me?
Are you touching me?
Technically. Doing an Ahmed voice. Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, no.
Anyway. So, what do we want to do? Let's do something since we're on YouTube. Do we know if we have any followers on YouTube?
On the U of the two. Ask.
Hey, bitch of the tech.
Ask her.
Do you know if we have any followers on Tube of the U?
None yet.
None yet? Can you?
I didn't share it.
Do they have any, like...
Nobody's...
We have 11 subscribers.
We have 11 subscribers.
On the Tube of the U.
Okay, well, that's...
Well, nobody's watching and nobody gave us a thumbs up.
Well, that's...
Now we got one watching.
Yeah, that was me. Because I went into it.
Well, at least we're...
We're trying.
At least we got 11 subscribers.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to do something to get our numbers up. What do you guys suggest besides, like, I don't know. I want to do something epic this year.
Like what?
I don't know. Some kind of epic live stream from somewhere.
I'm going to be hella pregnant and then have 16 weeks off.
We're going to take a 16-week hiatus?
Fuck no. We are taking the week of the birth off.
Oh, come on. We can't live stream it.
From being in a hospital room or you die?
I have a cell phone. The mics fit into the bottom of my cell phone. I can do a covert. Don't worry, nurse. That black thing on her shirt, it's just a nipple ring. Don't worry about it. It's a little fuzzy. It's fine.
Paul, help me.
But no, we got to do something. See, the nice thing is we can do it.
User, abuser, that works.
You know, we can do it off of one of the cell phones because that's easy enough to do.
I figure she can help.
You know, we don't need
the cat computers.
Yeah, we can. Because we could probably do it off, we could do it off, do it on Facebook on one phone and off YouTube off the other.
And I can always grab the material from YouTube and post and get the MP3 version.
Yeah. I've got another set of mics.
Which is fine, but the fuck are we going to do?
I don't know, but I want to do something.
We should have a camping trip and go do it.
I'd love to do the haunted Sheboygan thing.
Well, where was it you wanted to go and do for research purposes?
The Virgin Islands.
No.
Okay.
I'm in Illinois, dear. I need a respirator mask.
Oh, Joliet State Prison.
Oh, the one that's abandoned now?
Yeah. Yeah, they do tours.
Well, they have one in Rockford, don't they?
I don't know.
I thought they did. Please hold.
Joliet Prison? Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That was ladylike.
Could have been a lot worse here.
But I mean,
you could have had a heartburn if it had been a flaming like a dragon.
I mean, do something, you know? I mean, what do you guys think about going axe throwing one night?
I don't trust myself.
One more time?
Huh?
One more time?
Axe throwing.
Like, he'll go.
I'll go.
I don't trust him myself.
It's kind of hard to fuck up a fucking...
Crystal, basically you let the momentum of the...
Hold on.
You don't flick your wrist, you just...
Whole arm and let it go.
Like you're giving him a hand job.
If I can do it, you can do it.
I just get nervous of the swing back in case it's just... I don't know. My dumb ass would be the one to not let go and have it...
I'm most excellent pro person.
She got a point.
Literally, they tell you... Both hands, this is how they teach you. Both hands, overhand, and just do this.
Come on, Navi even could do it.
You
were a Navi size one.
I have
they
a Navi size one.
They have three different sizes. Uh-huh. They have the
small, medium, and oh my god.
Yeah, no shit. I did the shit one with one hand. That shit. Oh.
But I'm looking at things we can do, even locally, to go and do it.
Yeah.
Now I know the. Throwing in Janesville, you have to call and you have to make an you go by hour. You have to
make an appointment.
You have to reserve your spot. Or even if they had like a rage room.
Watertown has one. Downtown Watertown has rage room.
I've always wanted
also,
to a rage room. They give you a baseball bat or a hammer, and you just go in and destroy shit. TVs.
Give me an 8-pound mall.
Wasn't there also an escape room down here somewhere?
Not that I'm aware of.
Use our brains.
Oh, that would hurt.
We should go to, all of us should go to iCombat up in Waukesha.
No, I'd win.
No, you wouldn't.
Dude, I made the fucking firearms for them.
I know how to turn it on.
I can program them. Yeah,
I know you did.
Yeah.
I used the prototypes.
Uh-huh.
Prototypes were actually pretty badass.
But I mean, it'd be cool to just, because, you know, we can use our phones to go live from. It's not that big of a deal, you know, and maybe if we get into some of these newer places, maybe they'd cut us a deal if we advertise for them. You know what I'm saying?
Where is the Gallagher building?
I have no idea. It
says St. Lawrence Avenue and Hackett Street.
What is it?
St. Lawrence and Hackett.
Isn't that the...
Well, what the fuck are you talking about?
What Gallagher? The fuck is
there? There's four haunted buildings here in Beloit.
Oh.
The Gallagher building. The Hatchet-Bartlett Homestead, which is on St. Lawrence Avenue.
I know where that one is.
Steelworkers Union Hall on Shore Drive.
St. Lawrence and what?
Fuck. Heck it. Over by our house. And the Grinnell Senior Center on 4th Avenue.
Where not? What the fuck is that at? No, I'm looking at St. Lawrence and Hackett. I'm trying to figure out where
the Gallagher fuck. Building.
Gallagher? Spell it out.
G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R.
G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R.
Oh, it's that one.
Yeah.
Right there.
Oh, that's the Mini Mart.
That's the Mini Mart.
The old Mini Mart, I'm thinking.
No, it's still old.
Mini Mart, because that's where the one cop got shot.
Yeah.
Damn
it. It's right across from
the school over there.
Yeah, I can't figure out.
It's like St. Mary's.
I'm trying to read the school name on the sign, but. Oh, yeah, I guess it is a Mini Mart.
It's a Mini Mart right now.
I know where that's at. We go past that to go to Justin's place.
St. Jude's Brother Gunn.
That's it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we need to get out and
do
something, you know? Let's expand our horizons a little bit.
Come from someone that likes to cancel on me.
Huh? I didn't hear what you said.
I said coming from someone who likes to cancel on me.
Hey, I've been pretty healthy this year so far.
It's for sale in Watertown. Rage rooms. Up in Watertown, it's just for sale.
We should buy a rage room.
But the whole building, everything's included.
Must mean they're not doing any business.
There's escape.
Everything is owned by games and soda machine. Those are leased.
Yeah, those are always leased.
axe throwing down in McChesney Park. That's going to be the closest.
No, there's one in Janesville. Papa Doc's. Right in downtown.
Okay, it didn't even pop
it did
up
so
on
well. I think that's what Tommy was talking about that one day about them going out of business because of health issues with donors.
But no, we should try to figure out something to do.
I can always pull up live or off of your phone or whatever.
Oh,
I'm stuck at being camera person, but it's not normally my job.
No, I should have wear a shirt with a pocket and I just
sort of like this.
Yeah.
It's called We Have Boobies.
Polo shirt with a pocket.
We Have Boobies. Wow. It wouldn't work for you, dear.
Nope. Don't work. Okay. It don't work.
We can definitely do something.
Yeah, I mean, or maybe
we could do a zoo trip with Hobby and during the summer take her up to Bear Den.
What the fuck is Bear Den?
I'll pull it up.
Yeah, it's
I thought we're having this Google
issue.
That's where we got the held lemurs and stuff. I mean, it's a real small zoo, but the coolest thing is they have a petting farm where you can get goats and shit.
Bear
and they get,
Den Zoo and petting farm.
Yeah, it's in Waterford.
It's on a farm.
It's not that far out.
I don't even know where Waterford is.
We can do it. We did it in about 45.
Here you go. Go to Tilted 10.
What is that?
That would be a good one for her, too. Her and all of us.
What is it?
It's, I just asked what it was.
Amusement
I know.
Center. It's got mini golf, laser tag.
I like
the fake laser tag. I'm not talking about eye combat laser tag.
I've never done laser tag. Require running.
Arcade games.
Hiding and ducking.
I don't run and I don't duck.
Try not to get hit.
Bumper cards. Bowling.
All stuff I suck at, but I like it.
I mean,
where's that at?
Rockford.
To the Ferd.
72 Harrison.
It's not Volcano Falls, is it?
Ooh, it's right by Volcano Falls.
Oh, it's probably right next to Volcano Falls.
Oh, you know what? No, it's in Cherryvale Mall.
What is it?
Tilted 10. Tilted 10.
You know what? That's where TJ went when Lacey thought he was cheating on her.
Tilted
10. You don't even want to know. It was such a fucked up toxic relationship.
Bowling,
that was bogus.
Arcade,
yeah, where is ex-Florida bitch now?
In her own apartment.
Wow.
I made her.
They go on in Peoria, Illinois.
I'm not driving to Peoria.
Who the fuck wants to drive down there?
Who the fuck wants to go to Peoria, Illinois, period?
Hey, that's where my tires blew.
But no, we'll have to come up with some stuff that we can get us out in the community a little bit more. And that was pretty
Jesus
weak.
Christ. Feel better?
Little.
It's
the soda. It'll make you hear that.
Bro, that was weak, though, for being fueled by soda.
And, Crystal, your tires did not blow in Peoria.
It was in Peru, wasn't it?
It was in Peru.
Yeah, like, there's much of a difference. Well, yeah, Peoria is bigger than Peru by about 6 people. But yeah, we could do something, get out in the community and, you know, maybe
paper bowling.
I could see us bowling.
If we're going to go bowling, we might as well go up to Whitewater, going to the fucking campus.
No.
I never been.
Get out of that stage, Paul.
I did it intentionally. Just to get to it.
Who wants to go to Illinois? What?
I don't know. She's got, well, she
wants to go to Illinois or Wisconsin. Nothing but cornfields and soybeans.
Okay, that's in Illinois, ma'am.
That's in Illinois.
And
that's the Rockford location.
We know. Ain't no one going through Illinois.
Oh, that's actually pretty except for you. Cool.
By the way, hi, how you doing?
I don't even know who it is, because...
Jamie.
Yeah. Oh.
Matt was bitching about the drive through the cornfield and the soybean. I'm like, that's all there is in fucking Illinois. Ain't no one want
to
go there.
Yeah, from basically south of Rockford all the way down to the end of the fucking state.
Yeah.
Nothing. We drove to Indiana and we went that way. 8 hours of fucking nothing.
No, it's Effington.
Yeah.
Shit. Which, you know,
I
met her husband that was up here. He yelled at me about all the corn and the soybeans. I'm like, I have control over what the state of Illinois puts in their shit.
Matt looks like a friend of ours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was scary at quick. Well, I showed you that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just a quick glance. It's like, whoa, damn.
Cream pie guy.
Yeah. If Matt would have pulled a cream pie out of his pocket, I would have lost shit.
No, that poor man was sweating too damn bad. But everybody was.
We all were.
Worst part is, I didn't think it was going to be that hot in September.
Neither, nobody did.
And it fucking just, here's a ray of fucking sunshine. I was like, holy shit.
I get allergic to soy and corn.
So yeah,
we already answered it.
Yeah, it was brutal that day. And then $4 for a bottle of water.
Yeah, that was.
I wasn't.
Per day, bottle to bottle.
No, I know, but still, $4 a bottle of fucking water.
I actually, too busy yelling and causing a scene back at the hotel.
But as soon as we got back, everybody got fucking... Dude, I still have fucking...
Tickets
for...
Drinks.
It was too fucking hot, man.
Oh, no, I get it.
And then they didn't have the air on or something when we first got there. It was hotter than shit inside. But, you know what?
You're just radiating in... Because everybody was in and out.
Yeah.
But after it actually got...
I don't know. I had to...
It didn't rain.
Oh, it was nice.
It could have been worse. We could have done the ceremony with umbrellas.
Fucking 90-some degrees outside.
I don't know. My favorite picture still to this day is where he got caught. Staring at my ass, sir. That my photographer caught. She's like, I gotta show you this. Do anything. And like,
what I, you know, we should have went live from the reception for a little bit because people would have died of you doing the YMCA.
That would have been hysterical.
I was laughing so hard I couldn't even fucking see straight. Do you even remember that?
I remember.
No, does she remember?
Oh, I remember.
Do you remember it? Or was it an AMF night?
No, I was sober through...
I know.
All of it. I was drinking pretty heavily, though. I won't lie. I was drinking pretty heavily. But I was
I don't know.
Yeah, but we were sweating it all out anyway, so...
Oh, fuck, God. I couldn't keep it in.
But no, it was fun. So I can't wait to see what you guys are going to do for your 10-year for your vow renewal.
I've got big plans if I can make it happen.
Crystal, don't drink enough. The
plans, though.
Huh?
Crystal, don't drink enough.
You're going to like the plans, though. You're going to have to suck it up.
Where am I going? What am I doing? How do I got to dress?
This is 10 years.
We'll talk about it off air.
Okay.
long as I ain't gonna jump out of an airplane, because that would fucking kill me.
No, if,
no, it's not the sudden impact. When the chute opens, it would yank my fucking back, and it would fuck me up.
Oh,
oh, thank God.
We're gonna first get him fixed, so it'll be at a hospital. Celebrating getting to snip the boys.
My second ex-husband had that done. But it wasn't with me. He
I might have to have you sharpen this one too, though. Careful.
Careful, old man.
Heck, bitch, all I gotta say is,
get yourself a vasectomy!
That's a lot of do-it-yourself.
Well, technically,
is that a show sword or is that a...
I don't know. I picked it up off Amazon. I had to get a set. What?
That's a show sword.
I could probably put an edge on it if I really wanted to. Yeah, I know, right? I know, right? Yeah, well, I can't afford a real one. I had to get the... I needed something for that wall. Because I got so much on that wall behind me. You know?
Yeah.
Nope, I got it. And that is the correct way to hang them. The handles to the left in time of peace, the handles to the right in the time of war. So I should be switching them shortly.
Maybe.
Because that's the order you put them in. That's the order you put them on. You put the big one.
Yep, big one, medium, and small.
Yeah. So. But yeah, we'll definitely get some good stuff to do this summer.
What?
I was copying Kelly.
Oh, Mike, you should talk. Brito! But,
is he even still around?
I don't know. Jennifer, I'll message Jennifer later.
She said she wasn't feeling good.
Yeah, she's still not feeling 100%. Got stomach issues. They're trying to figure out what's going on with her. I think she probably just needs a good poop.
Stop swallowing the kids because they're fighting inside of her.
Wait, you said earlier something about the semi driver.
Yeah.
Being alive.
No, the plow driver.
Plow driver, okay. Got it, sorry.
Yeah, no, the semi-driver, there was a fatality, and the only one I can think of
would be the
semi-driver.
Semi, yeah.
And Jamie, if something does have legs for swimming, although I prefer pools.
But, yeah, I think we'll wrap the shit show up so Prego can get home and get some sleep.
Your dicks still glow.
We gotta get up in the morning anyway. I gotta take her grocery shopping.
Your dicks still glow.
What about my dick?
The dicks you made still glow.
Yes.
I know. She just sent me a picture of your...
She sent you a picture of my dick?
Of the dicks.
Oh.
One is just extremely brighter than the other.
Yeah, that's probably the way that I put the glowing in it.
I can't show you any more pictures on my phone, though.
Well, what time did I get home? I know it was right around noon.
What are we fucking talking about, my guy?
What time did I get? About
the first time or the second time?
First time.
Around 11:30. What? I am looking.
Yeah, that was probably about the time of the accident.
Yeah.
I feel really short.
I missed it by about a half an hour. Because I took 90 back home.
Who's that?
I went to Walmart right there. And
you must have just missed it. Ooh, or just happened just after you passed.
Who is that?
Yeah, just after.
That's her son.
That's not Tommy, is it?
Yeah, it is.
He lost weight and getting muscle. Third shifter.
He's getting tall.
You should stop growing anytime.
Oh, anyway, we're going to get out of here tonight, guys. We'll be back next week. Again, 10,000. I'm going to look. No, 10,968. Thank you for your continued support. Follow us on YouTube. Follow us wherever you get your podcasts from. You follow us on Facebook. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors. Let's get those numbers up, please, please, please. We got a lot of, hopefully we're going to get some really cool shit going this year. We'll have to work around Crystal's pregnancy.
I'll do a small lab in the hospital.
Oh, hell, I'm going, well, okay.
And I'll be right behind with, you know, the pads for the diapers to come to two baby clothes.
I'm good.
No.
No sports ball.
I got a Packer onesie. I'm going to take a picture of them.
That poor kid.
Did she come out with a full head of hair?
Yeah, hell of a lot.
Crystal.
What?
Yeah, I think she did.
Now we come out with a full head of hair?
Yes.
Heartburn from hell.
I had heartburn for 3 days because of a fucking Dorito. Dorito.
Ooh, we'll have to get her one of those really super hot ones.
No.
One of the.
But I.
Yeah.
I can handle the little bit of spice so far, so I get nervous.
I will do a jalapeno on a steak.
Oh. I don't know. Josu asked if we wanted to do the spicy ramen challenge, and I said nope.
Oh, God, no. That just burns my ass thinking about it.
That's what scares me. I don't want to do it.
So, anyway, have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe. We'll see you next week. We're out. Bye. Now wait a minute. You hurt her cooter, so she gets to hurt you.
She's looked at me three fucking times.
Bitch, win.
Two times of choose.
That was before you froze my cooter.
The
bruising of the cooter will pay back. Just wrong. I don't know, do you, Paul?